Hey, this is Rosie and Megan, and you're listening to the Unedited Podcast. Welcome to the first ever episode of our podcast. It's obviously a first attempt, so please forgive any amateurish mistakes.
But don't write us off either.
That would be nice. Yeah. For future reference, I'm Megan.
And I'm Rosie. And I think that maybe we should talk a little bit about ourselves just to get our audience to
actually care who we are and what we're saying.
I'm glad you finished my sentences.
Yeah. First thing you should know, we're kind of similar.
Kind of. But we're different enough so that you can tell us apart. One of those things is probably my mismatched socks.
Definitely.
I mismatch my socks all the time, and I've managed to infect everyone around me.
Other than me. So apparently I'm immune to this mismatching socks thing.
So we're both readers, definitely. I think that was one of the reasons why we met, definitely.
Oh yeah, we bonded over books immediately, and then over writing.
Writing was definitely a big thing. Megan is actually probably the one person who motivated me, who keeps on motivating me to write. Music, too, is a big part of
our Yeah, we have a very life. Similar music taste.
Yes. Not only music taste, but, well, I'm into the whole, like, playing music thing as well.
I can't actually read music. So there's a difference right there. Yeah, I like to sing it, but
we'll Megan's see. A great singer. She'll deny it all she wants.
Rosie likes to flatter me. She's already given me 2 compliments in the last 2 minutes.
Megan can also play the Jingle Bells.
No, Megan can't.
We discovered this in junior high.
Yeah, Megan has no rhythm. And oh my talks God. In third person.
We haven't said that we're in high school.
We haven't.
We're in high school, everyone.
Yeah, dudes, we're in grade 11.
Yeah, so we're not just some, like, creepy, oh my, preteens. Can we please rant about preteens for a second?
Yeah, give us a second. Preteens.
Preteens I'm talking about are the ones that you see walking through the mall when you're shopping and they're in grade 7. They're in, like, elementary school. That's what I mean by preteens.
So you mean, like, the grade 6s who think they're all that?
Yeah, it's a sad world.
You know? It is a sad world.
Let's see, what else about ourselves?
We both play soccer.
Oh, we both love soccer. And actually, Megan quit for a while, and me and my friend Melissa, we convinced her to come back. Maybe we should talk a bit about our, like, Melissa and Hannah. I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe Melissa and Hannah don't want to be on our podcast. We'll ask and get back to you.
Okay, yeah.
Now you're all dying to know because, you know, Melissa and Hannah are very mysterious.
We'll also ask our guy friends and see what they think about us, you know, creepily talking about you guys.
We'll take a poll. It'll be great.
Okay, great. So,
I don't know. We have freaky things that are the same about each other.
Like our alien holes.
Yes. We have holes in our ears, and they're like birthmarks that are the same.
Identical.
It's so creepy.
I think we're getting too carried away about this.
I think we are. Okay. So let's move back on track. The reason we started the podcast was because we felt that podcasting is a huge way to get your voice out there.
Definitely.
And it's so easy that we should take advantage of it and be opinionated.
But also, another big reason, okay, you have to admit here, we started this podcast because we entered this contest this year and they had a podcasting category and no one had entered anything. And so Megan and I decided that that would be a really smart way to kind of start something that's very ambitious.
And rewarding. And also, it's kind of sad that no teenager wanted to enter this podcast
like,
category.
Who wouldn't want to rant to themselves, like, for 15 minutes? I don't understand.
Exactly. And be arrogant enough to think that anyone will care what they have to say. Like, that's what teenagers are about, right?
Which kind of leads us into our actual main point. But before we get into that, we should probably say that usually around this time, we have a bit of news, that kind of thing.
But seeing as this is the first one, that's not really necessary because the entire thing is news.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we'll just skip that, head into the main discussion, because that's way more interesting anyway.
Anyway.
All right, so today's main topic, or category, I guess, is the internet. And we all know that the internet is an awesome place where you can do a lot of things, especially when you're bored. Okay, yes, very awesome, Ben. And it's not very censored. Although it is possible to be censored.
Well, then again, everything is censored. Like, if we kind of look at television these days, we get the TV shows that are super uncensored near the midnight hours.
Where it's like, oh wow, probably shouldn't be allowed to watch this when you're 7.
Like, that new Dexter show, okay, this is going off on a total tangent, but he's like a serial killer. and he sharpens knives in the previews. But anyway, sorry, go on.
And you shouldn't be allowed to sharpen knives on television?
Well, it's just so, like, obviously horrible and gory.
What about America's Next Top Model? That's, like, on at 6 o'clock. And, yes, they're models, so it's art. But still, they have, like, nude photographs. And it's, like,
it's the grade seveners. I'm concerned about.
Oh, yeah. Let's teach young girls how to, like, completely be
whatever.
Catty.
I personally like the show because it's just so amusing to watch.
Yeah, that's you. One anyway, of the things that are different about us.
Yes,
look
exactly.
At that.
But
on the internet, getting back to the main topic.
Yes.
Everyone can wander around like where they want. A lot of people are safer on the internet because they're anonymous, so they can say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Make any kind of website, be it good or bad.
Definitely. There's a lot of things that people do on the internet. Like, we all know about blogging. We all know about people who have their own sites, info sites. Well, we basically rely on Wikipedia and Google, Yahoo, search engines in general, to get us through social research assignments. I don't know, is that just me, or?
No, anything. Also, to get us through boring comm classes. Ugh, you're kind of surfing on the internet. Everyone has been on Facebook in school.
Okay, wait, this is kind of a tangent, but also the fact that when you're doing comm online and you get those tests and you're like, hey, let's Google the answers.
I've never actually heard of someone doing that. So
oh, really?
That's really bad.
Well,
I'm sure a lot
there?
Of people do it, though.
Oh, my God, they know my name. Okay, anyway.
You've passed comm already. There's nothing they can do.
Okay, anyway.
And then there's also, obviously, email, instant messaging. That's pretty awesome.
Definitely.
It would really suck not to have that. And then there's MySpace. I find so much music there.
Yeah, well, the whole music thing. It's crazy how much music gets out there, not only from your own personal kind of music, but also just from the fact that artists can release their music on the internet, like the Radiohead's In Rainbows, basically given to the general public.
And that's really awesome because that's sending a message to the music companies that, hey, the artist can do it themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think consumers need to step up and show them that, yeah, we can support our artists because we want to, as opposed to because record companies make us pay
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, totally.
Like, music is totally worth it. Maybe not worth it, like, $25 for a CD, but iTunes, like,
but think about all the music that you're getting for free, and then you should think about all the music that, well, maybe I should buy this because I really like this artist, and
you don't want them to starve.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You just starved your artist to death by, like, downloading their music. So, downsides to internet. But still, great source for music. MySpace.
Check it out. The whole MySpace, Nexopia, Facebook thing, kind of all the same type of website. You can have your own little profile, get to know people. That kind of thing. I think that's very interesting because there aren't a lot of kind of communities that we can do. A community on the internet is different because everyone knows each other.
As a different person, but the same person. Well, depending. Some
very
people
true.
Have complete alter egos.
Very true.
But, yeah. So there's lots of different opportunities. And then there's also, well, censorship. But there's censorship everywhere, so
people get kicked out of sites and that kind of thing.
Well, and also, most of the time, it's not a corporation telling you, no, you can't do this. It's an individual saying, take your traffic elsewhere, essentially.
Definitely.
What's also nice is that it's free. Of course, you have to pay the company, but there are places that you can go.
Well, it's available.
Where you don't have to pay. Yeah.
Like the library.
The library is a great place for it. There's internet cafes and that sort
cafes.
Of thing. And then you're not, like, shelling out dollars to pay for cable or...
And it's the kind of thing that you have at home, right? Like,
and we're so lucky to be able to have it, actually.
Yeah.
Because we take it for granted.
Well, yeah. We take a lot of things for granted, and the internet is definitely one of them. And we don't realize that, in fact, yeah, the internet is the last free place to say your opinion. Because you can say your opinion anywhere on the net.
And nobody can really get you. Like, it's, like... Sexy chick 104 hates Bush. Well, what are they going to do to you? I mean, there's a lot of sexy chicks out there. It's hard to differentiate.
You know, that reminds me of Transformers, Ladies Man 217.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
it
God,
was so
such
typical.
A funny movie. But yeah, that's kind of our little rant on internet and censorship in general. We also have one other segment that we like to bring up, and it is called our...
Fake Fact of the Week.
Yes, our Fake Fact of the Week.
And of course, these are all false, so please don't quote them to people without saying, yeah, they're exactly. lies.
But we try and make them sound as realistic as possible because, you know, that's the kind of thing we do. Lie yeah. to people, realistically.
All right, so you're ready? The Fake Fact of the Week is 15% of bloggers speak less than a dozen words to classmates in a day, but have the ability to rant for 5 hours on the internet.
You see, I think it kind of makes you wonder who blogs. Because, like, maybe that quiet kid in the corner of your classroom who never talks is actually a blogger.
And he's probably talking about you.
Oh, embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that basically concludes our podcast.
What do you think about the internet, censorship, and our first podcast? Send your emails, thoughts, opinions, and suggestions to alwaysunedited@gmail.com. That's just alwaysunedited@gmail.com. There's no spaces, dashes, anything complicated like that. Plus, we have our own blog at uneditedpodcast.blogspot.com. We post there weekly, well, approximately. We've got a poll there as well as entries that you can comment on, so feel free to drop by. And so I guess all there's left to say is that I'm Megan.
And I'm Rosie.
And we're unedited.